Professor, I have John Lott, Professor John Lott, on the line with you. Now, John Lott, you would argue, would you not, that that even 1 year after the Sandy Hook, the Newtown student massacre, that support for gun control has been drying up?
Well, it's what the surveys show, whether you look at CNN or Gallup or Pew. CNN shows right now that there's the least support for gun control that they've had since they've started the survey 30 years ago. And, you know, it's similar levels for the other surveys also.
So you're saying that it's backfired, that the massacre has caused people to embrace guns rather than gun control?
Well, I think part of it is the solutions that have been put forward really have nothing to do with the events that happened. No one believes, I don't think, that the background checks that were being voted on by the Senate in April would have had anything to do with stopping the horrible events at Newtown. And I think people are starting to realize that maybe some of the gun control laws that we've had may have actually been counterproductive.
In what way?
Well, even the head of Interpol, Ron Noble, said, look, there's basically two ways we can stop these types of attacks. Interpol is kind of the Europe's version of the FBI, largely. He said we can secure an area, or we can let victims be able to defend themselves. And he said how his views have changed over time, and that he's come to realize how it's almost impossible to completely secure areas. And what you end up doing by putting bans in certain areas on guns means it's the law-abiding good citizens who obey the ban, not the criminals. And he's argued that it actually makes it easier for the criminals or the terrorists to commit their crimes because the victims are less able to defend themselves in that case.
You know, John Lott, my liberal instinct is to jump all over you, and yet I think about that guy in that mall in Short Hills, New Jersey. I mean, Noam, what about that? I mean, what if he had a piece on him, that young lawyer?
Well, look at the cases in Oregon. Within days of when the Newtown attack occurred, there was an attempted shooting at the mall in Portland, Oregon, and that was stopped by a concealed carry permit holder. Look at the Colorado shooting last Friday. It was stopped by an armed officer who just happened to be there, fortunately, at the school.
All right, John, you've made your case. Alan Dershowitz, unfortunately, we had some trouble with his line, but he's back now. Professor, can you comment quickly? Do you lament or do you admit that a year after the Newtown massacre, support for stricter gun controls is drying up?
Yeah, no, I think that's probably right. The gun control lobby is very effective in communicating its lies and in propagandizing the American public against a sensible approach to gun control. I've always acknowledged that. There's nothing to acknowledge. They do a better job. They have better lobbies. They have more people supporting them both.
What about the substantive truth of what they argue? What about the substantive truth that if there was an armed guard at every school, for instance, there'd be fewer of these incidents?
Right. I mean, I just flew back from Israel on El Al. Why don't we just arm all the passengers on El Al and give them guns, Uzis if possible, and that will make sure that, only suicide bombers will
come.
First of all, a lot of the people who kill are suicide bombers, are suicide killers. They want to die. And, it's just absurd notion that we arm people, we make America into an armed society, we'll have less crime. If you just look at countries, and, I know that they have these phony statistical answers, but a little common sense. You just look at countries without guns, and they have less crime. You look at countries and states with guns, and they have more crime. It's as simple as that.
I have no idea why it's necessary for Mr. Dershowitz to always attack the intentions and beliefs of others rather than just dealing with the facts in this case. You're just back from Israel. How does Israel handle terrorist attacks against schools? They allow staff and faculty there to be able to go and carry concealed handguns. There have been a number of attacks that have been stopped.
There are very few handguns in Israel outside of the military. The military are trained on how to use them.
Gentlemen, I would love to have this debate go on all day, but
14% of the adult Israeli Jewish population is allowed to carry concealed handguns.
And that's compared to what, 60, 70% in America?
No. It's about 3%. of Americans have permanent.
I got to let you guys go. I'd love to have the debate. I'm so hard. I'm so past the commercial break. Professor Alan Dershowitz just back. Welcome back. Let's talk more. Professor John Lott, thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, 20 minutes after, we'll be back.